This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Got him! 18 strikeouts for the Astros, and they win 4 in a row for the first time this year. 5-3 final. Hader has saved 15 consecutive games. Astros winning for the 17th time in the last 22 home games.
It is. Them Astros got that in the drive window, that 2-6 window Monday through Friday. Y'all know what happens when the Astros get that dub. 5-3. The Astros get that dub. Let that breathe a little bit. Y'all celebrate. Winning is fun now. Winning is fun. It ain't easy, but when it happens, it is fun, and it's happened a lot around here with these Astros. And it was a little bit of a slow start, this year. But, boy, these Astros have really picked up. They really picked it up over the last 18, 19 ball games. And they beat the absolute breaks off the A's last night, and then they let this game today get a little bit interesting through 7. But they handle their business. The highlights of this game real quick. Lance McCullers is back, ladies and gentlemen. Lance McCullers is back.
Are we ready to announce he's back?
Yes. I think he turned the corner, pitched 39 last week, and what we saw today was the best stuff that we've seen since 22. This Lance McCullers line today, ladies and gentlemen, he gets you a quality start, 6 innings, 3 earned runs, 1 walk, 12 strikeouts. He did give up a home run. That gave up the lead, so he did not end up getting the win. It was a no decision for Lance McCullers. However, you can argue, one would argue, anybody that's not just a diehard Altuve truther would argue that there's a couple of balls that led to RBIs that went off the wall in left field that a normal Major League Baseball left fielder, especially one that's familiar with their surroundings, at least catches one, if not both, of those balls. The line drive may have been a little suspect, but the pop fly that he's camped under, that one's got to be caught. So, Lance McCullers was really, really, really good. Again, 12 strikeouts, 3 earned runs, and that's the headliner today, boys. I'm ready. I think Lance McCullers is back. I think Lance McCullers is back.
I can't say that yet. I mean, it's the first time we got out of the fifth inning. Out of the fifth inning.
Okay.
So I want to wait a little bit, but this was absolutely impressive. The A's, are struggling a little bit more offensively, but this was absolutely a step in the right direction. This is completely different in confidence. just from him and obviously what he's done with pitches, pitch count, and how long he's been able to go in the games. This is completely different and the best performance we've seen since he's gotten back. So he is definitely getting there.
Barring injury, Lance McCullers is going to be in a five-man rotation to help this team win ball games moving forward. I'm ready. I'm ready to put that stamp on it. I'm ready to put that, right? I'm ready to put that stamp on it, y'all. Lance McCullers was absolute nails today at the plate. DeZinzo, he homers to tie it up. I don't know, fifth, sixth inning. Actually, it was bottom of six. He ties it up. McCullers then comes up. No, it was bottom of five because then McCullers gave up the lead pretty quickly, didn't he, with the home run? But anyway, DeZinzo homers today. Caratini busts it wide open with a bases loaded single in the seventh. And that boy Hader put him to bed, man. It was 5-3 Astros. They take
Bray, you bounced back, too, from his.
That's right. Bray, Dugan got a little work.
Yeah, he was good, yeah.
By the way, we lost Christian Walker today. I don't know what it's going to look like, but he got hit. Hands on the bat, inside pitch. He got hit on his throwing hand. He stayed in the game to run, ended up scoring, but then quickly was removed from the game. And at the time, Dubon went to first base. A little bit later in the game, Caratini went to first base. Dubon went to second base. And I believe Diaz went to catcher at that point in time. So
96 mile an hour off the hand.
Was it? I was trying to remember what kind of pitch it was. But
96
off the right hand, throwing hand too. So gripping that baseball and being able to throw it is going to be could be a problem for a few days with Christian Walker. But we shall see. Good thing is, You got options at first base, right? You got Zach DeZinzo, who's swinging the bat really, really well. He can play first base. We saw today Dubon can play first base. We saw today Caratini, who is swinging it as well as anybody and one of the only left-handed bats in the lineup, especially with Yordan Alvarez out. He is swinging it really, really well. And he was over there in the ninth inning, I know, maybe even the eighth. So you do have options at first base, and those options have been more productive this season than Christian Walker has been. So clearly you're going to lose a little bit on the defensive end of this thing. Christian Walker is a true first baseman, but you're not going to miss the bat, I don't think. Even though there was a couple of home runs in the last two, three games, there was a couple of home runs there. Overall, Christian Walker, you're not going to miss his bat because you've got productive bats that can play first base. Defensively, we'll see what, how those guys, I imagine they'll be fine, but we'll see. Also today, the Texans OTAs cranked up, open to the media. They've been working. They've been getting their work in, whether it's weights or meeting or practice, throwing the football around, whatever it may be. They've been working, and OTAs were open to the media today. I was out there. I did not see them stretch. Did not make it in time to see them stretch, but I did see the back half of practice. I saw all the teamwork. And there, one thing of note, CJ Stroud did not participate in team activities, never put a helmet on. I never saw him throw a football in team activities, in the back half of practice. I have checked. There's nothing to it. It's just that they're load managing guys throughout the off season. And today, weird that it would fall on the one day that you're going to be in front, or the first day you're going to be in front of the media. But today was an off day, and No reason to be alarmed. CJ Stroud has been more locked in and more involved in what's going on meeting wise, lifting, working out, cardio, all of that stuff. CJ Stroud has been dead in the middle of it, doing what he needs to do. So no concern there, but he did kind of coach today. When I was there, he was more in a coaching role, which was great.
You didn't get to see him unload?
He didn't throw one ball. He didn't throw one ball when I was there. But I love the way CJ goes about his business, y'all. He's there. He's in the huddle. He's got a walkie-talkie in his hand. He's in practice watching when a backup quarterback misses a read or doesn't get the ball to the right person. You know, he goes right over there and talks to him and says, "Hey, man, what'd you see? I saw this. Why did you not see it?" CJ is exact now. He's a quarterback and it's part of what quarterbacks do, but CJ is exactly what you want dudes to do on their off days, or if they're injured, or when you may not be able to practice, but your ass is still there. You're still there communicating, whether you're getting mental reps with a new offense. CJ Stroud's hearing the play called in the walkie-talkie. He's able to repeat it to himself if he needs to, which I would imagine he does. given that we found out today there is a little bit, there's new terminology being learned from Nico Collins' perspective, which surprises me a bit, but nonetheless, that is going on. So no C.J. Stroud in terms of participating, but he was there, and no reason to be concerned. Now let's get to what I think is going to continue to be the biggest story in Houston, both locally and nationally, is the offensive line in Houston. We know the lead up to this, we've all talked it to death, and we know the situation in Houston. Today is the first time that we were able to see the entire team, which gives you the entire offensive line. And I believe the only player that was not there participating on the offensive line was Trent Brown. That's the only guy I didn't see. So look, none of this is official. This is just who I did not see. Everybody else was there. Okay, here's D'Amico Ryan speaking after practice about the offensive line. Now, the question is, do you believe what you hear or do you believe what you see? Y'all know where I sit, but here's what D'Amico Ryan's had to say about the offensive line after practice.
Yeah, this is our first day of OTA, so when it comes to finding our best group, it'll be a lot of mixing and matching guys, putting guys in different spots and seeing, you know, which five guys work well together. So one thing about the O-line is a lot of smart guys in that room, and they can move around, they can play multiple spots, and so that helps them. But it's just a matter of finding that five once we actually can get in training camp, put pads on. Nobody's making a team right now in shorts and helmets.
Like nails on the chalkboard for me, y'all. I hate hearing the comments about the offensive line of guys playing multiple positions. Look, communication was a major problem last year. You may have had a bunch of guys that could play multiple positions, which a lot of them are still here, by the way, but you had no guys that could communicate and play together. And I'm just a firm believer in when you've got guys that can do a bunch of stuff but can't do one thing at an elite level, then you got problems. And so I know it's not what D'Amico's talking about. I think these are just talking points that they have decided they're going to use around the offensive line. I just don't think they're good enough. I don't think they have the luxury. I think finding guys that play left guard would be nice. Finding guys that play center would be nice. I understand in football terms, yes, from a depth perspective, you've got to have guys that play multiple positions. Cool, I get it. I understand that. But right now, where the Texans have to get better is, damn it, we got a left tackle, we got a left guard, we got a center, right guard, and right tackle. They play those positions, and they are damn good at those positions. They can communicate it all. They can execute all the fundamentals and techniques that are necessary to play that position at an elite level. All this stuff, since Bill O'Brien was here, since I've been covering the team, I've constantly heard about an offensive line with position flexibility and able to play this or play that. I'm over that, man. We got to find position guys that play certain positions at a high level and put them there.
I just don't kind of buy it.
Oh, I don't buy it either, because I watch what they're doing, right? Because this is the beautiful thing, right? D'Amico's got to say what D'Amico's got to say. And right now, I understand you got a five-man offensive line. There's no reason to go up there and commit to a bunch of dudes. They are absolutely going to have competition at a few spots, and they need some of their young guys in particular to step up. But when I love what they're doing with the offensive line. Again, I don't always have to agree with certain moves, but I do feel like if I can see the method to the madness, then it's solid, right? I don't need to agree. It's not about me. At the end of the day, Cam Robinson's playing left tackle. I've seen some different reports out there. I watched the team periods, which is the most important ones where you can get the most, the most, you can take the most from those drills and those reps. And Cam Robinson is at left tackle. Juice Scruggs and Lakin Tomlinson are your left guards.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Jarrett Patterson and Andrews. Andrews' first name is slipping me.
James.
Is Jake or James?
James, I think.
James Andrews. Those are your two centers. Your right guard is Titus Howard, and your right tackle is Blake Fisher. Now, the couple of questions there. You might ask, where is the rookie playing, right? Ariante Ursary, he's playing left tackle. He's getting reps at left tackle, right? Now, he may swing to right tackle. I'm cool with him swinging around and moving around, right? You might ask, is Juice Scruggs a guard or a center? I've said all along, I think he's a better guard than he is a center. It looks like he's playing guard. At least he was today. I'm cool with Jarrett Patterson at the center position. You don't have to be the biggest, heaviest, most athletic player. It helps if you're athletic, but heaviest and most physical player when you're playing center. You're usually getting help or helping somebody. And so I like that guy to I'd like him to be a scrapper. I like him to have all the ability you can get, but most importantly, he's got to be able to communicate. I like Patterson there. And then Titus Howard at right guard. I think this is a good sign, y'all, because every time we've seen Titus Howard play guard, it's been from a reactionary standpoint, right?
Middle of the season.
Somebody got hurt. Let's move him down there, right? So you end up moving him to left guard instead of right. Right now, I think they've seen enough Titus Howard. They know that he's better with his right hand in the dirt. They know that he's better in a right-handed stance, and they're going to play him at right guard. So that makes the interior offensive line and how they address the interior offensive line, that makes it make a little bit more sense, right? You got Lake and Tomlinson. You got Ed Ingram, guys that they brought in here. And then you got Titus Howard, who you know what you got. And you got Juice Scruggs, who you know what you got. And that those are the positions those guys are going to play. And then you got Blake Fisher at right tackle. And again, I would imagine Ariante Ursary is going to be a guy that could swing. What's the big boy's name? Henderson? Big Henderson is a guy that I know they're high on as well. We'll see him get in the mix somewhere on that offensive line.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.